Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Tes. We're on Kuf Yud Tes. We're on the 2-4-5th line from the top. Bo, Lenov, Vigivon. When they came to Nov and Givon, the Bamas were Mutter again. So, Menahan Emili, how do we know that? How do we know that? Like, where'd that come from? When was there a time where something became Mutter again after it was Usser? There was no time when eating kosher was Mutter and then it became Usser and then it became Mutter again. No such thing. So, the answer is it's not out of a Pasuk. Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Brisa, it says in a Pasuk, it's in this week's parasha again. Kilo ba'asem adata, el hamnucha ve'el hanachala. It's not going to, in other words, what Moshe was telling the B'nai Israel was, the rules of Bamas are going to be only, they're only not going to apply el hamnucha ve'el hanachala. When you come to Menucha, when you come to Nachala. El hamnucha ze shilo. Nachala ze Yerushalayim. So, two different stages of history. Yeah, Shiloh was not permanent, only 369 years, we said. And Yerushalayim was much more than that. Not that much more, it's 410.
It's not that much more.
What? No, but even if there's no Beis Hamikdash now, Bamas is still Usser. And then, Lama Chilkon, why did the Pasuk break up these two areas? K'delitain Heter Bein Zeh L'Zeh. In between the time, when there is no Shiloh, and there is no Yerushalayim, which is Nov and Givon, Bamos are Mutter. Right? So look at Rashi. Rashi of the third skinny line. Litin heter bama ben zelazeh. To akra beheter bamos de gilgal mishtoi. The Pasuk was talking about heter bamos that are going to be in Gilgal. Vikamar ad masani omalachem ish kal yosha be'enav. How long will that last? How long will bamos last? Kilo ba'asem arata. As long as you don't come there. Aval lo mishabasem. But once you get there, no more bamos. What's there? Shiloh and Yerushalayim.
Private or public?
Private. The E ain heter ben zeh lezeh, if there's no time when they're mutter in between, lo havel el mikvav, el menucha. It should have said, when you come to the menucha. Why did it say el menucha, nachla menucha? Because there's going to be a time in between. Right? V'kiziv nachla, shmamina, dachikam alahu. Acha kedushas ha-menucha, after the menucha, after Shiloh, tachzeru leheter arishon, there's going to be another heter, ad bachem el hanachla, until you finally come to Yerushalayim. Okay, very good. So, amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So, Rish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan, so Meiser Sheni, Nami Lisni, that Meiser Sheni also should apply when you come to Nov and Givon. In other words, that's considered now the Makom HaMikdash. You have to eat Ma'aser Sheni in Nov and Givon. There's no such rule like that. There was no halacha like that. But Rish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, well, why not? So he says, Amalei Ma'aser Shum Me'aron Kayalfi. The Ma'aser Sheni is tied to the Aron. Ma'aser Sheni has to be in the city where the Aron is. V'kivon the Aron lo have. There was no Aron in Nov and Givon. Where was it? Where was the Aron? It was in a separate place. It was not in Nov and Givon. Where was it? So for part of the time, it was captured. Then it was in someone's house. After this. So, given to Aron Lohavi, Ma'aser Nami Lohavi. Right? Since there was no Aron there, no Ma'aser Sheni Halacha there. You're going to eat that. You can tell your wife, I'm going to Nov and Givon to eat the Ma'aser Sheni. No Halacha like that. Why not? Because there's no Aron there.
There was no Aron the whole second Ma'aser Nami.
What?
There's no Aron this whole second
Ma'aser. I'm sure they learned out some drush about that. Exactly. Ihachi Pesach v'Kadshim Nami. So the Pesach v'Kadshim also shouldn't have been in Nov and Givon. No Pesach there either. No Kadshim. No other Kadshim either. The Sham Aron Yalfi. The Kivin the Aron Lohavi in Nami Lohavi. There was no Aron, so why didn't have been Kar Pesach? Same Gzeirah Shava. Why do you need Aron to eat Ma'aser Sheni? Why do you need that for? What does an Aron have to do with Ma'aser Sheni? The answer is nothing. Gzeirah Shava. So same thing. The same Gzeirah Shava by Karban Pesach.
Right.
So if there's no Aron, there shouldn't be a Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Damalach, Hamani. Who is the author who said, who is the Tana who said, Ma'aser Sheni is not on the list, that Ma'aser Sheni is not in the Mishnah, that there's no Chiyuv to eat Ma'aser Sheni over and give him? Who said that? That is Reb Shimon. He's Reb Shimon. To Amar, Af Tzibur, Lo Grivu, Ela Pesach, V'chovetz, Hakvula Hezman. He only held that the Karbanos that are brought are those Pesach, and other ones that have a kavua zman, like Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos. Avol chavos she'en kavua lehem zman, but chavos that don't have a zman, like what? Like a parhelim davar shel tzibur, or the seir of a kohen gadol or something, of a avodah zarah. Hacha v'hacha, whether it's an abama gadola or an abama katana, lo karav, was not brought. Meiser behemos, chovos, shen kvol hen zman hu. Meiser sheni, meiser behema is not a chi of a zman. It's not like Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos that comes every year. Gesundheit. Meiser behemos doesn't have to happen. The animal didn't have a behema. I don't know what happened. Therefore, there's no meiser sheni, no meiser behema. No Maisa Behema in Novan Givon. Because there's no Maisa Behema on Obama, even Obama Gedola. The Iskish Maisa Dagan la Maisa Behema. And a Maisa Dagan is compared to Maisa Behema. So we said, why was there no Maisa Shani in Novan Givon? We said, oh, it's a Gzera Shava. No, it's not a Gzera Shava. Because if it would be a Gzera Shava, there shouldn't be a Pesach either. Right. The answer is, it's Rav Shimon Shita. And Rav Shimon holds that there was no, only Karbonos that are Kavuas man. Bechor is not a kavuah zman. Maisa bechor, it's a maisa, right? It's a maisa behema. Maisa behema is not kavuah zman, and it's compared to maisa sheni, which is also not Novan Givon.
So you still have to separate.
What?
You still have to separate.
I don't know. I don't know what the halacha was, but it's a behema. I don't know.
Like
what
we do today, there is no issue. Farmers.
There is a big issue. It's a big issue. They try never to have one. They try never to have maisa behema.
Ever.
You have a partner with a goy. Because you have Maisa Behema,
you see every
once in a blue moon. Once in a blue moon, they didn't make a guy a partner. They have Maisa Behema. You're not allowed to shear it.
Looks like a big
shear. It looks like cousin it.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. You're not allowed to shear it. So forget shachting it. You can't do that either. You don't know if it's a bomb. There's no base in Mikdash. You can't. What can you do with it? You're not allowed to shacht it. You're not allowed to shear. You're not allowed to milk it.
So you just
wait for it to die.
No. So
right.
Do it.
Yeah. So they try not to have that, because it's a waste, and it's not comfortable for the animal, not to be never be sheared, never have it milked, so it's a waste to everyone. So they try never to do it. Once in a blue moon, one slips through.
Are you sure about the milking thing?
Yes.
Why don't you just milk it and throw away the milk?
So you can shear it and throw away the shearings. You can shear it and throw it away. You can do the same thing. So then you can so throw it away. The animal is not allowed to touch it. So anyway, Yechlal, so we see from here, Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who held yesterday, or the day before, that a Bama Gedola, you could even bring Chovos of a Yachid that don't have a Zman, such as Meiser, Behema, Achatos, he held you can, Karav, so then you could bring Meiser, Behema, and Nova Givon too. Why not? Yes, you're right. The Amar Rav Adabarav Bar Masna Meiser Sheni Meiser Behema Nechlon Benova Givon L'Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. According to Yehuda, in a Chanami, there was Meiser Sheni Novan Givon. You packed up your bags and you told your wife, "I'm going to eat Meiser Sheni Novan Givon." What's there? What do you mean? That's where the bomb is, right? Haboi Bira, but you require the Bira. How do they translate the word Bira?
Divine abode.
Divine abode. Whatever that means. Exactly. That's why I didn't know what it meant. Divine abode. Vilav, Tanya Rabbi Yosef. Shalosh biros ha'ein. There were three taka. Shiloh, Nova Givon, Ubei Solomon. So whatever that bira requirement means, you had it in Nova Givon. So you're good to go. Masa Shani's not a problem according to Yehuda.
Even though
there's no Aron. That Zerushav is rejected. Because if that Zerushav is valid, then you can't. Then you have other problems. Exactly. So who tani la? For who amala? Lachilus Meiser Sheni v'liba Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, exactly. It's Meiser Sheni according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ein achanami. Okay. Then boil Yerushalayim. When you came to Yerushalayim, no more bummas forever. In the history of Klal Yisrael will never again be. In the history of the world, there will never again be a bummer. Why did we spend a week, more than a week, talking about bummas that will never happen again? I don't know. There has to be some lesson you can get out of it. I just don't know what it is.
I think Gemara has stuff like that. Though.
What?
We constantly ask that question.
We do?
Yeah, the Ben Zor and Ben Mars?
Absolutely.
No, that could happen. It just never did. other things like that. Mati says pigle never happened. It probably never happened. It could. So that we learn about. This is it's history. That's what I'm saying. It's history. But the Gemara sometimes asks, what do you mean? The Gemara had the question. The Shar, you're not allowed to go in Har Sinai. You were not allowed to go. You were not allowed to go in Har Sinai during the times of Matan Torah.
Right.
Today you're allowed to go. There's a monastery there.
Shiloh's the same way.
Right. You can go Shiloh also. But no. So the Gemara asks, if somebody went, if an animal went at Har Sinai, how many judges judged that animal for skilas? Over it's a skila to go in Har Sinai then. So the Gemara says, who cares? Who cares? Not going to happen again. What do we need to know that for? How many? Who cares? Right? Same thing. Who really cares? Well, what the pratim of, well, did you have to have a kohen? Wait till we get to Amud Beis now today. So, Boil Yerushalayim. When they came to Yerushalayim, no more bamas. Tanar Banan. Kilo bas marata el menucha vel nachla. Menucha is Shiloh, and nachla is Yerushalayim. Menucha is a Shiloh, nachla is a Yerushalayim. Va'omer, like it says, Haisali nachalasi ka'arye bayar. Va'omer, ha'ayit. Tzavua nachalasi li ha'ayit saviv aleha. Okay, divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon has a very funny pshat. He says, no. Mincha is Yerushalayim, and nachla is Ushilo, which is backwards. And the pasuk says, don't have a bama when you come to Yerushalayim, and also when you come to Shiloh. Which is backwards. So the Gemara is going to ask that.
Mincha is a temporary.
Wait, so he has a shidev omer, it says, he has a pasuk. The S. V'zos menuchas yet ata po eshev ki eviti v'omer ki baruch Hashem b'tzion evil emotion low. So he has psukim that no, Yerushalayim is menucha. Okay, so Gemara says bishlal andar menuchas hashilo hainu d'chsev el menucha vel nachla. If you hold that menucha shilo, so historically that the order Moshe is given, there'll be a time when you have temporary in shilo and then a permanent no more vamas. In between, yet if you hold the other way around, if you hold like Reb Shimon el lamanda amar. Menucha zu Yerushalayim, nachla zu Shiloh. It's backwards. Right. Moshe says, when you come to Yerushalayim, there's no bummers. And also, when you're going to be in Shiloh, there's also no bummers. That doesn't make any sense. Backwards. Right? Menucha nachla zu Shiloh. Ela nachla zu menucha mi bayalei. It should have said it the right way, historically, the right way. First, no bummers at Shiloh, then no bummers in Yerushalayim. Why is it backwards? So, amalei hachikamar, if he gives an answer like this, which is what the answer he gives, lo mi baya. Menucha, Dulamatisu, not even. I don't even have to tell you that in Yerushalayim there's no bamas. I don't even have to mention that. Ella, Afilu, Lenachla, Nami Lamatisu, but even in the Menucha, I'm sorry, even in the Nachla. What's Menu? Nachla Shiloh, according to this. Even there, of course, you can't have a bama. So it's like a lozu azu almost.
Well, why not?
Well, because there's no bamas when you have a makam kodesh. That's why. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Zu v'zu, Shiloh. They're both Shiloh. Right? They're both Shiloh. Look at this fascinating Rashi. Second to last Rashi on the page. Zu v'zu, Shiloh. Vafilu hachi yesh heter basa. If you hold it's both Shiloh, so then what's the story in between the time? Mandari says, they're both being Shiloh. So what about after Shiloh? Novin Givon, is there a Bama Mutter? I don't know what he would say. What would this person say? What would this Mandari say about that? So Rashi says, Afilu hachi yesh heter basra. There is a heter. Even afterwards. Even after what? Even after Yerushalayim. The kasavar kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'lo kitcha l'asid level.
That fight's still going on.
Yeah. Ube kedusha Yerushalayim gufa even Yerushalayim itself, even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, you have a heter. Kedamrina b'Megillah, Shamati shemakriven b'Beis Chanya b'Zman Hazeh. They could even bring karbanos at a place called Beis Chanya, which I don't even think was in Israel.
It was in Egypt.
V'alkimna k'Rabbi Shmuel. A Tana said that.
But Beis Chanya wasn't committed either.
What? That's what Rashi Shmuel said it was. Some Tana said that, right? Same person here. Tana de Rishmol, Zuvazu Shiloh. It's only Shiloh that you're not allowed to have bummus. Only in Shiloh not. What about and the Beis Hamikdash? I don't know what he says about the Beis Hamikdash. I can't imagine he would allow it. What about after the Beis Hamikdash? He's not so against it. That's a unique Shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Zuvazu Yerushalayim. No, they both mean Yerushalayim. So now, Bishlom Alamanda Amar Menucha Zesh, Menucha Zu Shiloh, Nachal Zu Yerushalayim, Inami Ipcha. if each word means one place, even if you want to say it's backwards out of order, at least there's a reason why each place is mentioned separately. Hayinu d'chsev ela menucha ve'ela nachla. Elamanda amar zuvazu shilo. Oh, zuvazu Yerushalayim. So the menucha ve'nachla mibayle. Why do you need both words? Okay, kasha, that's a kasha. Okay, that's a kasha. Next. Bish, what? Exactly.
At the time on history, really, had no relevance.
No relevance. No relevance.
Nachlokasim about what happened, like, how?
I know. I know. And then there must be some nafkamina, lahalacha. I don't know. Bishalaman Dharma Zuvazu Shilo. I understand if you tell me both places are Shilo, Hasam, Hasam over there. Right? 1 second.
They're both the same one, they changed their lashon.
Bishlama Balamanda, 1 second. Where am I? Bishlama Landama Zuvazu Shilo, Menucha. Oh, I skipped the line. Here we go. Bishlama Zuvazu Shilo. If you hold Zuvazu Shilo, Menucha. What does Menucha mean? Denachi Mikibush. We rested from no more fighting. Nachla, Depaglu, Hasam, Nachlos. And Nachla means we gave out the portions to all the Shvatim. Dechzeve, Chalek Lahem, Yoshua, Vipalahem, Gorbe Shilo, Piashem. Excellent. Ella. If you hold it, both mean Yerushalayim. So, Bishlama Nachla, Nachla Solomon. Nachla means Nachla Solomon. Ela Menucha, I'm Menucha. What's Menucha? What does that mean? So Gemara says, Menuchas Aron. It's the Menucha of the Aron. Dechziv, like it says, Vayihi Kenoach Aron. And it was when the Aron rested. Where does it say that? The answer is no place. It says Rashi on top, Chipasti, I couldn't find a pasuk that said that. No pasuk that says that. Right? No pasuk. He says, if it's not going to be a real pasuk, it's, you know, like a made-up pasuk, yesh li mikra echar acher b'divrei hayamim. I found a pasuk very close to that in divrei hayamim, b'shlomo, kuma Hashem Elokim l'noseich atav aronuzecha. I found that that's a close pasuk to that. That the Aron rested over here in Yerushalayim is a special thing. Right?
Well, that would make a lot of sense because it wasn't, you know, Yavon, it wasn't in...
Exactly. 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 So look at the Tosfos over here. Vahi Kinoach Aron. Pirush Rashi, Pasuk B'Divir HaYamim. The Pasuk is in Divir HaYamim. There's no Pasuk that says it was. The Gemara says there's no Pasuk. There's a closed Pasuk in Divir HaYamim. Kuma Hashem Elokim L'Noseich Atav Aron Uzecha. Right? So Rashi felt what?
That's not close.
No, that's Rashi's Pasuk. Rashi's pasuk is that. So says Moses, "V'havili matzil havi pasuk d'chsiv b'Yoshua." You have to go to Divrei Yamim for your pasuk in Yoshua d'chsiv. It says, "V'haya kinoach kapos ragle hakahanim, nosi aron, inami or v'hi ben tzoa aron ubenuchi omar." Better pesukim. So why did Rashi pick those pesukim? Because those pesukim have nothing to do with the Shlomo Melech. We're trying to get to Yerushalayim and the aron. Rashi knew what he was doing. Rashi said, there's no pasuk like that in the Torah. No pasuk in Novi that says the Aron rested in you. No pasuk says that. I found a close one by Shlomo HaMelech. It's telling me a pasuk from the Torah or Yehoshua. What does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Nothing to do with Yerushalayim. Now the question now on Tosfos. What's Tosfos thinking? You know?
Does this have anything to do with
Harmon or
not?
No, nothing. Zero. Bishlom Amar Yerushalayim. So you want to tell me both places are Yerushalayim? Avol Shilo, Havisharia, Bamos, and so that means during Shiloh's time, Bamos and Mutter? That's what it sounds like. Only Yerushalayim know Bamos. But for 369 years in Shiloh, Bamos and Mutter. That makes perfect sense. You know why? That's why it says, V'ikach Manoach es Gedi Izim. Noach took Manoach. He's the father of Shimshon. He took Gedi Izim. V'shamincha. V'ya'al Tzur Lashem. He made a carbon in his backyard. Manoach. His backyard was not the Beis HaMikdash. It was not Shiloh. Right? El Laman Dar Mazuvazu Shiloh, but if you hold that, it means Shiloh, Ubamos Haya Osrin, Ma Vikach Manoach. So if there are Bamos there, how can Manoach make up carbon? How can he do that?
What if he say Zuvazu Shiloh? Even one Shiloh, one Yerushalayim would be Osrin.
What?
Even if he said Menucha Shiloh and Nachala Yerushalayim, it's still Osrin.
It's a good question.
Why didn't that say Zuvazu Shiloh?
It's a good question.
Your question is much better.
Right?
What was Manoach thinking? And clearly he did it.
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara answers, which will answer your question.
This is Rekhi Vayegar.
Rekhi Vayegar asked that question. So Gemara says, Harasha Haisa. It was Harasha. Harasha. The Malach told him to do it.
Nobody told him to do it.
No one told him to do it? Who told him? What made him do it?
He did it himself.
He did it himself because he was inspired. But that's, it's still awesome. It's not Harasha.
So he's, the Masifta said that Harasha was, the Malach told him to do it. No, it's not true?
Doesn't say in the Pasuk. It says here Radak, he quotes.
Doesn't say in the Pasuk.
The Radak says it.
Yeah. That's what he quotes here.
Right. By the way, Rashi really entertains your question, because by Manoach, he says, Bimei Shiloh Haya.
It was.
By the way, it was in the days of Shiloh. Don't think otherwise. I was thinking, maybe it was during the... No. It was in the days of Shiloh, Sherilo Harva Ad Shemes Eli. Shiloh ended when Eli died. Right? So anyway... No, the Rashi is reminding you, he's really, really asking your question. So now...
Solid question.
Yeah, it's a good question. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Krib Shirin Bei Yechai, Damar Zuvuzu Yerushalayim. No, we have another source that says it both meant Yerushalayim. The Simonach Mashchi Gavro LeGavri. And the Simon is, what kind of Simon this is, the Simon is that, if you want to remember it, that Rabbi Shmuel held Zuvuzu Shilo. But there's a ton of debate, Rabbi Shmuel, that says, Zuvudu Yerushalayim. What happened? Rabbi Shmuel changed his mind? The answer is yes.
There are a lot of things like that.
Rabbi Shmuel changed his mind. That's what it means.
Mashchei
Gavra LeGavra. Rabbi Shimon Shah Yachid, Mashaches Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel, Lios Divrei Rabbam, Sha'amar Zuvudu Shilo. He got Rabbi Shmuel to change his mind. That's why ton of debate, Rabbi Shmuel, Zuvudu Shilo. Zuvudu Yerushalayim. Yeah. Okay, excellent. So next Mishnah said, now it's a little, not complicated, a little complicated. We said like this, there are really four possibilities. You could be, the Mishnah said like this, all kachim that were sanctified during Heter Bamos and brought during Isser Bamos, I sanctified it yesterday. But today, all of a sudden, they came to Yerushalayim now. It's Usher. No more Nova Givon. I sanctified it when it was Mutter, and now it's brought when it's Usher. Right? So we said, where's it brought? It's brought in Shechut Echot. It's brought in my backyard. So if you do that, you're over in Aseh. The Aseh is, bring all Kabanos there. I didn't do that. I'm also Usher over a Los Aseh, but I don't get Kareis for it. Okay? So really, there are four possibilities. I could do both when it's mutter, both when it's aser. I could donate it, I could designate it when it's heter bamos and bring it when it's aser bamos. It's the other way around. I could designate it when it's aser bamos and then bring it when it's mutter bamos. There are four possibilities. The Mishnah only took
that. That lesson was only limited, though.
So the Mishnah only mentioned the first possibility. I donated it when it was mutter, but I brought it when it was aser. I violated an aseh, and a los aseh, but I don't get coverage for that one. Because I donated it when it was still mutter. You got me following? Yeah?
Like before Shiloh or something like that.
Correct. So,
we built it overnight.
Amr of Kahana said, Lo Shanu. This was not said. What was not said? This idea about that you don't get kares, that Ela Bishchita. It's only if you shecht it. Aval Bahalah, but if you actually be makrovit and do whatever other things you have to do with the carbon, then kares down in Mechayev. You get kares also for that. You shecht it is one thing. But now you don't get kares for. But halah, you do get kares. My time, damar kra, because it says over there in the pasuk, there's a pasuk in Parshas Achimos, I think. It says valehem tomar, and to them you should say. Remember, we read those pesukim. There was the pesukim were about halas chutz and shchut echutz. So one was talking about shchut echutz, one was talking about halas chutz. So for halas chutz, it's worse. That you get kares for. After all, Valeim Tomar. Tell them they're going to get kares. So, Al Smuchin Tomar. It's right next to it. It's right next to two parshas, right next to each other. Rashi reminds us, Valeim Tomar, Gavi Halah Ksiv. By Halah, it says that. Ubasa Dekra Airi, B'shochet, Kachim, Shekdeshan, B'shath, Heter. The Pasuk says it. You donated it when it was Mutter, V'shachton, B'shath, Isser, and you shechted it when it was Asser. Don't do anything more with that carbon. Don't be makrevit and sprinkle dam and all the... Don't do that. Why? You get karis for that. The okim nabahari. So the problem is that that word ba'alehem means and to them. It doesn't mean about them. That would have to be with an ayin. So how could that word connect the two sugyas? It has nothing to do with each other. That word is not the wrong word. The Gemara says, maskev l'rabba, mikzev ba'alehem, Omar? Which would mean, and about the following, tell them. That's not what it says. Alehem ksiv. It says alehem, with an aleph, which means to them. Va'od also, Tanya arba kloyif hali Reb Shimon Omer. There were four rules. Reb Shimon said four rules. These are the four possibilities of shkutei chutz. Kachem ekdeshem b'shas iser bamos. It was donated when it was usher. V'shachat v'hela b'shas iser bamos b'chutz. And you shechted it when it was also usher. Like today. Harei hein ba'asei v'loos ha'zei v'yesh ben karis. That's an asei. It's a loos ha'zei. You get karis for that. That's called shkutei chutz. That's number two. This is the key one. Hekdeshem b'shas heter bamos. When I was makdish, there was something wrong. It was heter bamos. But v'shachat v'hela b'shas iser bamos. But I shechted it, and I also brought it when it was asher bamos. Harei hein ba'asei, falos ha'asei, fein pen karis. Even for hella, you don't get karis. There's no karis for that. We started off this Gemara that Rav Kahana said, now the only time you don't get karis is if you shecht it. But if you do halah, then when? When you donated it when it was mutter, but you brought it when it's asher, then you don't get karis. But if you also bring it, you do halah, you do get karis. What are you talking about? If Shimon said black or white, you don't.
No
karis here. Now case number three, hekdeshim b'shas iser bamos. When you donated it, it was aser bamos. V'shachat v'hela v'chot b'shas heter bamos. Now it's mutter bamos. You didn't know that. Right? Harei, hein, ba'asei. You're still over in asei. You're over in asei. What asei you over? To be makdish animals for the Beit HaMikdash, or for the Bama Gedola, not for your backyard, but Ve'ev and Losasei. But there's no Losasei for that. Why not? Because Lamaisa, what you did was proper. And number four, Hekdeshim B'shas Heter Bamos, V'ashochat V'hela B'shas Heter Bamos, Pata Mikulam. You're Pata from everything. So what do you see? How could Rav Kahana say that Hela B'chutz is Chayef Kar? It's not true. So which is, you're right, Tiyofta Rav Kahana, Tiyofta. Rav Kahana is wrong. Okay? Do more. The Elu Kajim, and the Elu Kajim, Smicha, now, so, Gesundheit, we had a list of things that the Gemara asked. What's the difference between a Bamas Yochan and a Bamas Tzibur? What's the difference? What's the difference between a Karban and a Bamas Yochan? So we had a bunch of differences. Number one, you don't need a Kohen for a Bama. It could be anybody. Number two, it could be you don't need Big Day Kahuna. A lot of things you don't need. So the Gemara is going to say all the things you don't need. Smicha. You don't need smicha. Tiksev, lefnei Hashem v'samach. Now only by Hashem you do that. In a bama you don't do that. Could be by Shlomim also.
Really?
Yeah. Next, shchitas tzafon. Do I have to be tzafon? No. Tiksev, tzafon lefnei Hashem. Only by Hashem we have to do that. Matanos, saviv. What about applying blood all around? No. Tiksev, v'zarak ala mizbeach. Only the mizbeach have to do that. Hatnufa, what about waving parts of the animals? Dechsiv, heinif, kohen lefnei Hashem. Only by Hashem you have to do that. Hagasha, what about, there's an idea of Hagasha. Hagasha is coming close. That's by a, is there Hagasha? No, dechsiv, vegisha, ela mizbeach. Only by the mizbeach. Okay? Rabbi Huda Omer, ein mincha babama. There's no mincha by a bama anyway. I think Hagasha is only by a mincha anyway. Hagasha is only by a mincha. This is a concept of coming close to the mizbeach by a Hagasha, by a mincha. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "There's no mincha by Obama anyway." Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Ain mincha by Obama." Omer of Sheshes, "L'divya Omer, yesh mincha by Obama." If you hold there are minchas, yesh ofos by Obama. There's also ofos. "L'divya Omer, ain mincha by Obama, ain ofos by Obama." Why not? What's wrong with minchas and ofos? Because zvachim lo minchas, it's a zvachim could be Obama, not minchas. Zvachim v'lo ofos. Okay. What about the kohen? What about a kohen? You need a kohen for Obama? No. Dichsiv, Azorak HaKohen, only the Kohen, by the Beit HaMikdash. Big Day Shareis, do I need Big Day Kahuna? No, you don't. L'Shareis Bakodesh. Kli Shareis, do I need a Kli Shareis? No, I do not. Asher yishchatu bom bakodesh. Only there I need a kli sharis. Reach nichoach is the reach nichoach by Obama, whatever that means. What does that mean? Reach nichoach.
Nice aroma.
Nice aroma. What does that mean? It smells good, like a barbecue? That's not what it means. We don't know what it means. Something for Hashem. Do you get that in Obama? No, you don't. Tichsev reach nichoach Hashem. Only by Hashem you have such a thing. Only
sounds,
the big.
It sounds like this smells something that was created.
What? No, it's a spiritual thing.
It had nothing to do why with the Ketores.
I know, nothing to do with the Ketores. It's a smell. It means it gives nachas ruach to Hashem.
Right.
So do you get that check mark? Do you get that nachas ruach in Obama? No. Why? Only the Tzei Hashem, only the Beis HaMikdash. Why? I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Didn't we have that, Hashem's reaction to some of the Avos Kabbalahs, where the Reif Nichol, didn't have that Lashon?
I don't know. Could be, I don't know.
It's in the parashas about Ketores, that's why I asked.
You have it, no, you have it all throughout Vayikra.
Right.
We actually said earlier in the Masechta that when you bring a carpet, you bring it for six things. One of them was Reach and Nichoach. So we didn't know what those meant. It's some kind of Nachas Ruach Tashem. Right?
Maybe that's what it is, because it's a lesser type of acceptance.
I agree. It's a lesser, you don't need any rules, no rules. So we know that the more rules you have, the more special it is. Right? Which is why to any old park you can go do whatever you want. You want to go to the White House, you want to go to Buckingham Palace, a lot of rules. Why? Because the more special something like this, the more rules it has. So you have no rules, who could do it? Anybody, any old body. Rashi said yesterday even an Eved could do it. Even an Isha, the Raga Chavis said, even an Isha could work at Obama. Don't let an Isha in the base of Mikdash. Right, so what's going on? There's much less rules. Why? It's much less special, 100%. Much less special.
No.
Right?
They didn't have any women on the wall?
No. And they enforced that. They weren't a bunch of cowards. Mechitza bedamim. What about mechitza bedamim? What does mechitza bedamim mean? Mechitza bedamim means that we have rules that are above the red line and below the red line.
Right.
So did they have that in the Obama? No chatas anyway. The whole thing is not a real question. Right? No, the chzei v'haisa ha'reshet ha'chetzei ha'mizbech. Only the mizbech he had that. But there was a demarcation. I know, but the point is, the idea is, now maybe for the Ola itself, you can do whatever you want, the dam. At least the Ola you can do whatever you want. The point is, there's no rules. V'richat yadayim, what about washing your hands? T'chziv, v'ubakarbachem, el mizbech yachatzu. Right?
Only.
What?
Only.
Yes. By the way, Amar Rabachama, lo shanu. This idea that there was no demarcation where the red line was in Obama, but in the base of Mikdash, of course there was. That's lo shanu ela bakache bama katana. That's only by a baba katana. V'hakrivum b'bama katana. When you bring it for bama katana. Aval b'kache bama katana. Dekarvinu b'bama gedola. A funny thing. Obama katana. Aval kache bama katana. Dekarvinu b'bama gedola. You want to bring a bamas yachid in a bama gedola, right? Ein, should say ein ritzui. Ein ritzui. There's no hakpada about that. Okay. Now.
What does that mean? How do you do that?
What?
What does that mean? What do you summarize it?
By a bama tzibur, there's a demarcation. Elakache bama gedola. Hikvikrivu b'bama gedola. That's a bama gedola in a bama gedola. Aval, kache bama katana. Dekarvinu b'kabama gedola. Right? I want to bring a private carbon in the Bama Gedola, also Ein Ritzui. Also there's no demarcation. After all, it's not a Beis HaMikdash, only a Bama Gedola.
What's that?
What?
What's a Bama Gedola?
In the Mishkan.
In the Mishkan?
Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Wasn't there a line in the Mishkan?
So we're going to change that. Maskev
Ra... What does he say about Beis HaMikdash, which probably did have a Bama Gedola?
Right, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Now one second. Mosef Rabbah. Rabbi had a question on that. It says, Chazav Ashok, the Chazav Ashok, Utrumas Lachme Toda, or the Lachme Toda, there were 40 loaves of bread. Four of them went to a Kohen. So the Chazav Ashok, which went to a Kohen, Lachme Toda, which went to a Kohen, Noagin, that applied, Bibama Gedola. Only by Bibama Gedola. They Noagin, Bibama Katana. Didn't apply by Bibama Katana. No such thing as Bibama Katana. Right? Now, that's a private carbon. So it's a carbon yachid in a bama gedola. So of course there are rules, right? Right? What's he talking about? He said when you bring a private carbon in a bama gedola, no rules. Not true. So Amo has to change what he said. He didn't say he said. What he said was that a chazav v'shok Noagin bekadshe bama gedola. If you the noagin bekadshe bama katana. If you will makdish it for a bama katana, even if you brought it in a bama gedola, there's no rules. I don't know what that means. You makdish it for a bama katana. Ikadi amri. Others have a different version of what he said. Amar Rami bar Chama lo shanu ella bisman bama gedola. Vekriven bama gedola. Only when there's bama gedola is existing. Aval bisman bama katana. When the bama katana is mutter, af al gav tekarvinu bama gedola, even though you brought it to a bama gedola, ein ritui, ein ritui means there's no hakpada where you sprinkle the dam. Okay, so you know maybe we'll get to the bottom line. Masiv Rabba, Rabba asked chazav ashok, you have a chazav ashok, utrumas lachmei toda, right? Noagin b'bama gedola, the ein noagin b'bama katana. Again, mashma that the bama gedola is noeg. Even when there's a heter bamos, and Rami bar Chama is wrong, the Gemara says the aim of change it. No again bisman bama gedola, they no again bisman bama katana. Only change it to the time. Upligi de Rabbi Elazar, Damer Rabbi Elazar, olas bamas yachid, and if an ola of a bamas yachid, shechnisa lefnim, and you bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, into the bama area, kalta machitos lechol davar. We're gonna pick up on this tomorrow. So the Rabbi Elazar says that kalta mechitos lechol davar. It's treated now as a carbon of a bama gedola. I brought it into the bama gedola area, meaning the Mishkan. It becomes like now it's a kachem. Even though it started out as a bama katana, my backyard, I brought the meat here, has the status of a bama gedola now, status of a carbon. All the parameters of that we'll pick up tomorrow. So we'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.